Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
World and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers, the men and women getting it done coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, anticipation has been brewing for about the past 20 minutes, because here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics from California, Kyle Warren. They've been out on the deck.
I love it.
They've been out there waiting a chance. When's he coming on? All right. We've now taken it upon ourselves to put a clock on the outside of the building with a countdown.
Oh, really? That's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, all you have to do is look in the window, and I took Roger Shulman's news calendar, clock that he's got here, and turn it around because it's lit up. So there you go. All right, are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start out talking about coronavirus and the big news that came out of Washington, D.C. yesterday, which we'll get into. And it's kind of like a Dr. Fauci segment on steroids. So with that being said, as we go off into outer space, we have to be reminded of the fact that Dr. Fauci yesterday made a comment in an interview that we saw on television, and he basically told people that were not agreeing with him and that were picking on him and calling him names or whatever, that they weren't that they were attacking the science because he was the science, so they were attacking the science.
You know, Captain, that is a real tell that I think Dr. Fauci has displayed.
He's a quack.
Well, but once you go down this road, do not question me, for I am the scientist.
That's what he said.
And if you're questioning me, you're questioning science. And you know, that is really a tell that he knows that they're losing this this public debate. Public perception is not very good right now about Fauci and the origins of the COVID-19 virus, and that's his way of saying no more discussion on this, because otherwise you are challenging science itself. And that's actually, Captain, very unscientific, because we're supposed to challenge scientific conclusions, and that's how we get more knowledge. And that's what the word actually means, knowledge.
Yeah. Well, the email articles that are showing up right now are showing that Fauci had one conversation through the emails that was totally different than what he was saying publicly, and it appears to make it look like as if he knew. He knew what was going on, because the emails have revealed how the influential articles that established the COVID-19 natural origins theory were formed to begin with. And now we find out, and this is really the straw that breaks the camel's back again, now we find out that Joe Biden's budget chief won't say anything whether or not the new budget that he's got has got any additional spending in there for the Wuhan lab as it did before.
That's exactly right. And, of course, what was going on, now we know money went from the United States to China to do something, but the issue is, of course, there's no guarantee at all that the Chinese were not using this for gain-of-function research. You know, everything points to the coronavirus being engineered somehow. But now, of course, and here's what this person said, basically. You know, they don't want to get tied down, you know, to saying they won't commit to saying this won't go for virus research, because guess what? They're going to be led by science. Here we go again. See, we can't even question it.
Well, the thing of it is that the United States has estimated that the government is out $30 trillion. So that being the case, and we know China's behind this, just go after them. Just go after them for the $30 trillion and get a judgment against them, and then take some of their assets here in this country away so you can start to cash in and get the money back in a government coffer that they got from us that we never should have had to have spent.
Well, yes, and imagine what that will do, obviously, to the international relations between the United States and China.
I don't care.
Well, exactly. See, but that's the thing. Can you imagine, Captain, you know, back when President Trump was on the right track about Wuhan and they poo-pooed him, you know, we might be in a different place today.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And then we'll talk about this variant that's out there, the COVID Delta variant. Wait till you hear this one. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Kyle Warren, listening to me on the phone, getting ready to come back in, and I appreciate you doing that for us. By the way, I also appreciate everybody out there that has been contacting the show and that has been sending us emails and messages and telling us how much they like what we're doing. It means a lot. I pass that along to the entire team because we are a team here. All our contributors are part of a team. It's not an individual effort by anybody. It's about we the people on this program. That's what we do. We do this for we the people because we the people run the show. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor, and as most of you know, I take Relief Factor. It's part of my integrated health plan every day. Now, I take it at least twice a day, once when I get up, and then the second time around midnight, which I did again tonight. And because of what's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps to deal with the inflammation problem that I have with my body. And it also helps to lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got by going right straight to the source of the pain. And it will relieve the pain, or it will certainly make it die down. But either way, it works. It's that simple. It works. Now, it's 100% drug-free, which I really love. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Comes in a little convenient individual packets, and it also supports the healing process. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's all, $19.95 for the three-week quick start. Gets it all going. And then at the end of the 3 weeks, if you like it and you want it, you don't do anything, and it comes to you automatically. It gets shipped to you automatically. But if for some reason it doesn't work and you go, well, I don't think so, then you just call them up or you send them an email and you tell them that thanks but no thanks, and that's it. You're out of it and you're done. But what do you got to lose but pain? And $20 is not a lot of money to toss out there to get rid of that pain. And don't forget. Don't forget, you keep your receipt. It's all tax deductible because it's part of the medical expense that you go through. And some insurance companies pay this because of the over-the-counter drugs and all that sort of stuff you can buy. You have to check with your insurance company. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And oh, one last little thing. Don't forget, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Make sure you get the 1995 three-week quick start. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, we have a couple of things going on here. We've got a new COVID Delta variant, which apparently is affecting younger people. Have you heard about it?
Yes, and I think we're seeing some of that, I think, as well in the UK, I believe.
Yeah. Now, this is not a very pretty version of the COVID virus because it triggers things like gangrene and hearing loss. But the new Delta variant, COVID, and the vaccine they're talking about putting up against it would at least help the kids 12 to 16 years old, which seem to be the most vulnerable for this for some reason, to keep them from getting it.
Well, that's right. Exactly right. And also, we understand that the Delta variant, they're saying now, accounts for about 6% of cases in the U.S. So this is obviously something that is very important. The other variant that had gone through India and so forth, this is where we are, I think, facing some real challenges.
Yes, indeed. Okay, a couple of things in passing, then we'll get to some other news here. The Keystone XL pipeline was officially canceled yesterday. There is no more Keystone XL pipeline in the United States. Project was canceled.
Well, you know, this is really devastating, and it will be continued to be devastating.
100,000 jobs.
Exactly right. So what are we supposed to do when we fill up our gas tanks? Are we supposed to look to the sky and thank Joe Biden for getting rid of the Keystone XL pipeline?
For $5 a gallon gas?
Exactly. This is so ridiculous. You know, energy independence is such a major component of national security moving forward in this world that we'll never know. And unfortunately, I think, Captain, we're about to get a real education in that.
They don't want the independence from foreign oil and whatnot. They want the green agenda, and this is a way to do it. Make gasoline so expensive, it'll force people to come over to the dark side.
Well, right, and then we'll electrify everything. And by the way, you know, of course, people who are still living in California, once everything else is electrified, how the heck are we going to provide all that electricity, especially when we get a windstorm?
And if we know we need batteries, and we're going to need batteries for all of this, and we know we're going to need them, why the hell aren't we racing to bid down there in Mexico on the batteries, ingredients that they've got down there that we can go get? Why aren't we doing that, and we're not doing a damn thing about it?
Well, that's right, but it just points out this fact, and that is all of this stuff about the Green New Deal, et cetera, is not about environmentally friendly power sources or anything like that. It's about controlling the people. It's about setting up themselves as we will now be the dictator in terms of what you can do and how you can live your life, what kind of power you can get and how much power you can get.
Speaking of power, the United States has warned Venezuela to tell Iran to turn their ships away from coming to Venezuela. They've also made the statement that the United States Navy is planning on stopping them and searching their holds for the cargo that's in there, because it's believed that not only do they have the fast boats that are on there, but it's believed that they also have a bunch of weapons being carried for not only Cuba, but also for Venezuela, for the troops that are there, and maybe some other countries in Central and South America. But They may also have what's called the TOW missiles, which Iran is known for, which is the missile that would make the game a little bit more even if they ran up against a U.S. warship down there somewhere.
This is huge, because obviously this is going to put the Biden administration in the position of having to deal with reality. This is not the fantasy world of whether or not they're going to be able to get it back into the ridiculous John Kerry, Barack Obama, Iran nuclear deal and somehow declare that, hey, the world is, rainbows and unicorns because of that. This is going to be a real dose of reality. And if they don't take real action based on what is found in these ships, we could see a very, very bad outcome.
Sunshine, lollipops, and roses.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's the narrative of it, but you know what? Iran is going to continue to do what it does, and the Biden administration has to stand up on behalf of the United States and our allies.
Yeah, and right now they are starting to assert their authority, but I really don't think Joe Biden has got much credibility anywhere in the world. That's just my opinion, but we'll see. Now, the Ohio Attorney General, Mr. Yost, has come out and said Google must, emphasize the word must, be declared a public utility. And he's going about making that a reality.
Exactly right. So he goes on to say that once he gets a court to declare Google basically as a public utility, then they're going to have a duty, he says, to provide equal access to act in the public interest. And that is a very different thing than a large private company in any respect, in any situation. So that would make some real change. Whether or not that's going to happen soon, we'll see. But these large, and not just Google in particular, but if you have something that's so ubiquitous and that can be used as an avenue to control information or steer people certain directions and things like that, then it becomes, again, like the phone company.
So Vice President Harris yesterday, Kamala, was interviewed by the press and the media, and she came out and she had the following to say.
During her travel to Guatemala and Mexico to discuss migration issues, the vice president was repeatedly asked why she has yet to visit the U.S. southern border.
I've been to the border before. I will go again.
Republicans have called on Harris to get a first-hand look at the border, where migration has reached its highest levels in 20 years. Some Democrats also criticized the vice president for bluntly telling Central Americans, do not come to the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, isn't that interesting? She's been to the border, and she's going to go again.
When did she go to the border?
Not while she's been vice president.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of people have been to the border. They crossed over the border. They visited another country, and they went across the border to Mexico. But Kamala Harris is a special case. She needs to go there now.
Well, the team perplexed is the understatement of the year, and we'll tell you who's called her perplexed. When we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch, more. And here's Kathy, and here's the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A
Another major company says they paid millions of dollars in ransom after their systems were hacked by criminals operating in Russia. The world's largest meat producer, JBS, was hit with a ransomware attack in May, taking most of their operations in the U.S. offline. In a statement Wednesday, the company says it paid the hacker group Reveal $11 million to prevent further damage to their systems. CEO of JBS USA, Andre Nogueira, said the decision to pay was extremely difficult, but one he ultimately made to prevent any potential risk to their customers. And a new report from the Inspector General at the Department of the Interior says that protesters were not cleared from Lafayette Park last June to allow President Trump to walk from the White House to St. John's Church. The report shows that the park was cleared of gathered protesters on June 1, 2020, to allow new fencing to be installed. Police and the president were accused of clearing the protest to allow Trump to pose for a photo in front of the church. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell. I'm due to speak to him again on Friday of this week, and we'll see what he has to say. Now, he's out on a tour of some sort, and I do believe that we may get some information about that. And he's promised me he will come on the show and do an interview with me with for probably two segments is what we'll do. We may or we may not take telephone calls. It depends on him. I always give the guests an opportunity as to whether or not they want to take calls. And if you don't hear me taking calls or giving the number out there, it's because the guest didn't want to take the call to begin with. So anyway, check out MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Now, right now, the MyPillow premium pillows are at the lowest level they have ever been since Mike Lindell went into business some 15, 16 years ago. Now, they're $29.98 for the MyPillow premium pillow. You're going to get a little bonus when you get one, too, because you're not going to get one. You're going to wind up with two. And all you got to do to get that low price is to use the promo code CAPTAIN. Promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can also call them up and place an order at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, either way, whether you call them up or whether or not you go to the website, MyPillow.com, they have a lot of stuff there, a lot of stuff. And you can certainly Find anything that you want there that Mike Lindell makes, which is quality, made in America products. And I'm telling you, he does it right. He does it right. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Folks, if you go to MyPillow.com right now, you're sure to get deep discounts. You're also going to save a lot of money. And just like the Captain says, all you got to do is put in the promo code Captain.
Yep. Very, 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 very simple. Okay. Now, when you thought you couldn't get any better or have any different things come out of the woodwork here, we hear that a judge in Georgia has vote fraud on his mind. Now, what this is all about is the pristine Biden ballots that looked like they were Xeroxed when they were put through the machine. How about that?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, again, this is, you know, these are the stories we were hearing right at Election Day and
sure
election
did.
Time and so forth. And all that was poo-pooed as being, no, there's no voter fraud or anything like that. And, of course, there was a concentrated effort to suppress those kinds of stories as opposed to running them down and see if there was any validity to them. But certainly the very fact that, according to the reports, right, things were appearing in the middle of the night, 4 o'clock in the morning, and they were, as you said, pristine. You know, that's, in anybody's book, that's something that needs to be investigated. Otherwise, I mean, even the very reason of just being able to debunk it, if you really thought that it had nothing to it, get it debunked so we don't have this kind of division. But it's never really been debunked.
No, and again, this is something they're going to be checking because they're going to be doing an audit in Georgia, just like they should be doing in every state. Every state, in my opinion, should be doing an audit and just to make sure that everything is on the up and up.
Well, sure. I mean, and just flip it around. I mean, if there was some suspicion that Trump rigged the system with his friend Vladimir Putin, you know, like they tried to tell us for almost the entire 4 years of the Trump presidency, you know, you better believe they would be calling for audits and Chuck Schumer would be leading the charge on that and so on. It would just go on and on and on. But yet, because it's Trump and it's all the other way around, it's like, there's no fraud.
Yeah, there's no fraud.
There's no fraud.
Little Dr. Fauci says, I'm the science, there's no fraud. Jeez, it's too much sometimes, isn't it?
Yep, that's right. Yeah, I think that's really a new low. I gotta tell you, I am science, you know, it's basically what he's saying, you know. So yeah, it's really kind of very, very telling.
Well, this didn't come from little Dr. Fauci, but there's a study out there about people who have recovered from COVID-19 who are unlikely to benefit from getting the vaccine. Did you hear that?
Yes, I have. And that's really quite interesting. I think, for example, Senator Rand Paul, he contracted COVID, and he's talking about he's got the immunity, basically, and doesn't want to get the vaccine, I think, as a result of that. I don't know that it's harmful, necessarily, from what we understand of people who have had COVID and get the vaccine. But it does beg this question, I think, Captain, with all the idea of and I know, especially in Florida, Governor DeSantis is fighting against this very, very hard, the idea of vaccine passports, or at least verification of vaccination to go on a trip or go to a restaurant or whatever the case may be, get into a ball game. Now, what do we do for people who truly do have immunity but have simply not been vaccinated? There's got to be a way to account for that. Otherwise, you've got to have people out in the cold because they don't have a card.
Talked about it yesterday at the doctor's office, at the specialist's office. I said, hey, you see this little, because I had to give my driver's license for proof of ID for what they were doing with the HIPAA law and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I talked about it, and they said, you know, there's one way that we could solve all of this vaccine stuff. And I said, what's that? Put it on your driver's license in the chip.
Very interesting.
That's your ID. That's your ID. Put it right there. And there it is. And you don't need to worry about these little cardboard cards they give you that have the little, you know, the virus vaccine rules stamp and all that sort of stuff. Nope. It's on your driver's license. And when you go to show it somewhere for whatever, they pull it up and it's there.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be something that is practical, because otherwise I think most people would be afraid, A, they can lose their card, if you put it in your wallet, let's say, it's just going to get frayed and destroyed over time. And this is like gold. I mean, if you can't, go get another one very easily, one would think.
No, I don't think so. By the way, here's one for you. Senators are now asking U.S. Marshals for all documents related to the Supreme Court justices' trips that were being taken, just to make sure everything's on the up and up.
That's right. Yeah, they're saying it's going to improve transparency, I suppose. But it's an interesting kind of request. I don't think this kind of request has come front and center like this before.
No, but I would be looking at people like Elena Kagan for openers, just simply because Democrats have been known to try to stretch the system.
Yeah, well, that's very true, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, you live in a blue state, right?
Oh, yes.
You got your bags packed yet?
Yeah, well, we got a go bag. We have to have one.
Well, that's in case California falls off into the ocean, right?
That's right, that's right.
Okay, and then you'd be in Nevada or you'd be in Arizona, or hopefully you'd come a little bit further east, say Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, taxpayers are fleeing the blue states. And once again, we're seeing the dollar amounts out there. $26.8 billion in gross taxable income has gone from the blue states to the red states.
Well, exactly. And the proof's in the pudding. There's just no doubt. People are leaving. In fact, we're seeing a big real estate boom and so forth. And some people are cashing out and they're going somewhere else. They're not only just doing that, but they're going somewhere else. They're taking their business or they're taking their own, intellectual, their ability to, work for companies and so forth. And they're going somewhere else and doing that. And so there's a huge transfer, not only of dollars, but also of people who know how to do things and form businesses. And it's going to leave some of these blue states very high and dry at some point, I think.
Okay. Following the progress of the Iranian ships, and I just got a little message here. It says the Iranian ships have rounded the Cape of Good Hope for the first time, possibly towards Venezuela. Now, there's no possibly about it. We know that's where they're going.
Yes, we know that. Exactly right. So now they've really literally turned a corner here. And so
they're out in the Atlantic Ocean.
That's right. So now it's going to be... There's more is going to happen more quickly now.
3 to 5 days it'll take to get here. 3 to 5 days. So we'll see what happens. And when I say here, I mean Venezuela. Now, they could be going to Cuba first.
Possibly, yes.
That's a port of safe haven for them.
Yep.
And then coming down here to, and by the way, here's something else you need to think about. What's to stop them from taking the boats to Cuba, offloading them, and then they go out in a little volley, whatever it is, half a dozen boats, 8, 10, whatever, and they go to Venezuela that way.
It's very possible. That's right.
Yes, it is. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report, and I'll tell you right now, we are going to rock tonight. So hold the fort, grab hold of the popcorn, make sure you don't throw the drink over the side. When we come back, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way. Thank you very much for doing that for us. And she and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch. Tell you more about that next hour. But right now, I want to get this out there. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Wherever they're at across the countryside, make sure you pull on in there. Grab yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And, oh, by the way, need a shower? Got them. Need to do your laundry? Got them. Need to get an oil change or a tire change? Probably one close by, if not one there. And if you need fuel and you need it reasonably priced, they're going to be the ones where you can normally get the fuel, because they're going to be in the nation's largest truck stop chain. They're going to be the ones that are going to be the leaders, not the followers, when it comes to saving you a few dollars. But think about becoming a member of the Drivers Club, because if you do, you're going to save money on not only the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies that you buy in the trucker's store. All of that is going to come back, and you're going to get it back handed to you in spades. Okay. We're going to rock. I promise that. Hold on to something. Grab a good, put two hands on the popcorn, and don't let it go anywhere, because here we go. We'll be right back. we're going to back it down. AC/DC, Let There Be Rock. And Kyle, when was that around?
Well, Captain, that was 1977, the same year, of course, that the Star Wars came out, way back then, so it gives you a perspective.
Yep, and that's when they had the original lead singer still.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yeah. All righty. Well, we're going to take a look at the weather, and, of course, Flying J and Pilot Truck Stops bring you the weather. Now, we do have a slow-moving system that's continuing to produce additional heavy rain in the south, where we told you they were going to get 10 to 15 inches of rain. They are going to get it, and they're still getting it. Now, a slow-moving system is bringing the additional rounds of heavy rainfall from the deep south into the middle Atlantic region. Significant flash and urban flooding impacts and rapid rises on smaller streams are likely from southeastern Arkansas all the way into northern Mississippi. Don't forget, damaging gusts and large hail are expected in Montana today, and critical fire weather conditions continue in the inner Mountain West. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Montana, as a matter of fact. This is going to be south of the Missoula area, but also going into central Idaho as well. So especially coming down Route 93 south out of Missoula, you've got a winter weather advisory in that area. And what that means is that there's going to be wet snow above about the 5,000-foot level. Total snow accumulations could be 1 to 5 inches. So in that area, we've actually got a winter weather advisory.
Yep.
Now, that's contrasted with almost everywhere else. We've either got winds, high winds, or we've got high excessive heat watches. And then in the Billings area, Montana, we have a high wind watch going on right now. And that, so you want to be careful of that. Going down into Wyoming, high wind warnings, as well. Of course, so as you travel down, I-25, for example, you're going to be, into that as you go through Wyoming, down through Casper, Laramie, high wind warnings there, of course. Our friends in Denver, air quality alert is still in place there. Fire weather warnings and excessive high and high winds as well in eastern Colorado, going through Grand Junction. You've got wind advisories there, heading on over into Utah. All up and down Interstate 15, we've got fire weather warnings there. We've got a lot of heat coming up tomorrow in Salt Lake. Maybe it's going to be pretty mild, but as you head towards Monday of next week, you're looking at triple digits, 100 degrees. Down in Phoenix, also excessive heat warnings going on there. In the Las Vegas area, excessive heat watch. Looks like they could be in triple digits as well. And in some cases, according to the reports, in that area, 122 degrees possible there. Exactly. And all excessive heat watch through Southern California, the high desert, of course, Interstate 15, and a wind advisory up near Santa Clarita and Lancaster tonight if you're heading up towards California Interstate 5 or up California 99 as well.
Okay. We start out in Nebraska tonight, about 100-mile swath from the central part of Nebraska and South Dakota, straight south down to Kansas, so be advised of that, and that is going to be an extreme heat advisory. And then down into Oklahoma tonight, from the central part of Oklahoma all the way over towards the eastern part of Oklahoma, not only on I-35 north-south all the way from Texas up, but also on I-40 east-west in the middle part of Oklahoma, about 125 miles of excessive temperatures. And that's going to include over into Texas, right around, right around Wichita Falls and down into the Midland area again. There has been some rain in there as well, so be advised of that. And then the southern part of Texas, again, southwest Texas out there by Fort Stockton, excessive heat warnings out there. And here's where the rain is still raining right now. The lower part of Arkansas, about 30, 40 miles in, all the way across from west to east. The northern part of Mississippi, about 75 miles worth, all the way across the state. And then make Alabama part of the list as it goes across into Birmingham and perhaps as far as Huntsville, too. And then also the southeastern corner of Oklahoma and the northern part of Louisiana right there along I-20. So that's what's going on in that area. And please be advised, there could be 10 to 15 inches of rain in that area with massive flooding, because that's what it was calling for yesterday, and it's not stopped raining yet. Now, one last little thing. It appears that there may be some coastal fog over on the east coast of the United States tonight. Be careful in the fog if you're having to find yourself in it. Okay, so, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J real quick.
Well, thank you, Captain. Folks, if you're out on the road and you're in that excessive heat, or if you're in the stormy weather, pull on into a Pilot or Flying J. You can get something good to eat. You can also get a cold drink if you're in the heat zones. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Check out their locations search engine, and you'll find one near you.
Yep. We'll be right back, folks, some more to Captain America Third Watch. And remember, when it gets hot like that, really, really, really hot, we used to wait till night to go across the desert to make sure we made it a little bit easier on the equipment. Just saying. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.